93 WKMJ. Time for our Coach's Corner, brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you, the guest. Head Coach Joe Schott is with us after a 6-4 victory over Ferris State University. And, Coach, I know it wasn't the prettiest of wins, but we got a win out there, and I thought that second period, you guys really put together a nice 20 minutes, with the exception of just a couple of mistakes.
Yeah, I think can you hear me okay, Dirk?
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah. I wasn't disappointed. Collectively, I thought the team played very well. I thought we played hard, and I thought a lot of guys got better and better as the game went on. I thought we executed what we needed to do to get some, you know, to get offensive zone pressure against the defensive coverage that they use. I thought our transition game was good. I thought we did a very good job. What we did do is we had some individual breakdowns that were individually based that we have to shore up. It was just individual personnel mistakes, and they put them in the net. You know, that could that be a 5-2 game, a 5-1 game? You know, it could be, but I thought we made some mistakes that ended up in our net. We gave up 17-18 shots. I'm not sure what it was, but it was under 20. And anytime you can do that in this rank, or around 20 anyways, anytime you can do that in this rank, it's good. But I like the growth. Bliss is playing absolutely incredible. Arvid Kadaroff's getting better and better every single game. Crespi was really, really good in tonight's game, throughout the entire game. And I really thought some guys, I take my hat off to Chris Leip. I thought he was just absolutely unbelievable tonight after we lost Thorne and went short. I mean, he's a thoroughbred. He doesn't know how good he really is and how good he can be, because he's, you know, wins his battles. He was engaging, and you know, I thought our penalty kill, we've been making some adjustments and trying to reemphasize some things, and I saw some things on that collectively, again, with some individual miscues. But I think we're really going to find a team. I'm starting to get a feeling that we're going to find a team that, if we have an identity that we want to mask, it's going to be our penalty kill. Our penalty kill has to get more aggressive, has to get more supportive, has to get more read-oriented. And I think if we get guys that can play on the penalty kill force the way we want to play, they'll be able to play productively and be very good 5-on-5 players. Then we'll just be making decisions on who offers us the most offensively out of when we're starting to compare.
Coach, not only Thorne going down, but Bantel having to come out of the lineup tonight. Ryland Mosley having to go up and get more ice time, and I thought he did a nice job. And I thought Tristan Ashbrook looked really good tonight too. Did you like those two players?
I did, and it's going to be a loss with Bantz for sure. And again, the good thing is we do have guys that have been playing, and we have some more guys. I'm really pleased now with the additions that we made at Christmas. Both of them are playing roles in our lineup. Tristan scored again tonight. Ryland had a backdoor opportunity, made some really nice plays, was probably in on a half a dozen scoring chances, which is a nice day's work. And he plays with energy and you know, he plays hard. He competes very hard on the puck. Smart player. So it's really hard to imagine that he didn't play hockey up until a couple weeks ago this entire year, and he's stepping in at this level and making the impact that he's making. So very pleased for both of them, and as you mentioned, the players that you mentioned, I thought played extremely well as well.
Coach, congratulations. No matter what's going on with the two teams, it's always tough to win in this building, so to get a win is no slouch, and to get off on the second part of this long road trip is a big thing, I think.
Well, they're scoring goals. Look at their games. They've lost like 6-5 a couple of times, I think, to Northern Michigan. Like, they're scoring goals, and it, you know, as they get more and more acclimated, their players get older and older, and their offensive opportunities go up. They scored a lot of goals tonight on not a lot of offensive opportunities, and they weren't bad goals, you know. So, you know, again, there were some individual miscues, but they're hard to beat anytime, especially in this rink. But they played hard. I was impressed with the way Ferris played,
Coach. Congratulations on the win. Keep heading on the road there. Safe travels. And I just want to say that TV does not put 10 pounds on you, okay?
Yeah, it probably makes me look lighter. I said that to Bruce Vita, one of the referees, right at the start of the game. I said, Bruce, you've lost weight. You look good. He said, Joe, thanks for noticing. I'm down about 10, 12 pounds. Thanks for noticing. I feel good. But I want to say one thing, too. I thought this game tonight was tremendously officiated. I don't. They didn't miss anything. I like how they got together and looked at that disallowed goal. And on that play, the linesman actually came over to our bench and said, "Coach, if the goal stands, if it's a goal, there'll be 6:19, I think, or 7:19 on the clock." Like, I looked at him, I said, "That's incredible." Like, that was unbelievable. And I told the officials after the game, I said, I want to tell you what that linesman did. He was right on it, came right over and told us what time would be on the clock if the goal's allowed. We didn't have to ask any questions. Nothing happened. So I was really pleased with the officiating tonight's game.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow night in Huntsville, and we'll get ready for that big weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Great, Dirk. Looking forward to it.
All right. Head coach Joe Sean right there on Mix 93.